classes. Very important part of your devotional service. This class should be taken very seriously every day. Should be punctual on time at 11:30. You should prepare yourselves very carefully. This class will provide you the opportunity to not only deeply understand and present Srila Prabhupada's teachings, but will also open the doors to a transcendental realm of Vaishnava association. The sweetness of devotees is when they come together to very deeply discuss the topics of Krishna. And this creates this forum where you could come together intimately every day to share your realizations of Krishna consciousness and your understandings of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. The tendency in this age of Kali Yuga is we develop relationships based on materialistic topics. And even sometimes devotees work together and serve together, but when they discuss, it is not Krishna-centered. But when we sit together and regularly learn how to discuss Krishna conscious philosophy, then it actually creates association which is deeply rooted in Vaishnavism. And these relationships will never be broken if Krishna is in the center. So whatever management may be there, whatever services, we have to give great prominence to coming together every day to discuss Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is one class, is one means by which we do this. But this particular class is special in that there is a forum by which we can invite so many different people to present their own realizations on the basis of Prabhupada's teachings, and train people how to think and how to speak and how to act according to our scriptures. And the more seriously you take this class, the more everyone will benefit. The tendency in Kali Yuga is we establish something with great emphasis, but then as time goes by, it becomes less and less serious. And the standards go down, the emphasis goes down, the interest goes down. We have to battle against the standards ferociously, like lions. When 11:30 comes, you should be roaring like lions to scare away the tendencies to do something else. It's very important. Everyone will do like this? It didn't sound like lions roaring. Thank you very much. Brahmachari ashram is my life and soul. These devotees have really surrendered their lives. It's a difficult situation, as this part of Bombay is very polluted, very congested. And to live in such close quarters, so many diseases. The ashram always has all kinds of diseases, devotees, malaria, tuberculosis. What else? Cough, cold, flu, sleeplessness.
Fractured bones.
Anyways, I can tell by my own personal experience, it's very difficult to maintain good health here. And yet, some of these devotees, they are highly educated, with possibilities for very high-paying jobs, very loving, sentimental families, willing to give them everything. Nice big house with spacious room, all sorts of healthy environment. And here they sleep on a piece of straw on the floor with 40 other people. No privacy. But yet they've given up everything for this. Because in doing this, they can dedicate their entire lives to helping reach Krishna consciousness of the world. So I must tell you that I am eternally indebted to your sacrifice. And I am feeling that something wonderful is being offered to Srila Prabhupada in your devotional service. But the most important factor to maintain and sustain your willingness to make this sacrifice throughout your lives is that you maintain very high spiritual principles. It is obviously not this building that's going to attract you to remain here, or the facilities you have. It is your willingness to receive Krishna's mercy. Maya is very strong. The Grihastha ashram gives certain facilities and concessions. Brahmachari ashram, it's a straight and narrow road back to Godhead. But only if it is practiced honestly and purely. That means you have to have very, very pure sadhana. You have to very intensely chant your japa every day. Every day. You have to maintain your vow every day. And that is why we have the rule that Brahmachari should not leave the temple. They should remain. No talking should ever be done during japa. They should simply chant. We should surrender to that process of chanting by attentively hearing. kirtans, we should be simply existing for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas and the deities. And the deities see everyone happily dancing together and chanting very sincerely. The deities become most pleased. The devotees become most pleased. We should have the most wonderful kirtans. They should be grateful and full of devotion. And devotion meaning in the spirit of service. And we should be very strict in our principles, how we deal with others. Most important is amani na mana dena, that you offer all respect to all others and respect none in return. Every Vaishnava, you should respect and in your heart worship. Whether they are brahmacharis in the ashram, or whether they are grihasthas living at home, or whether they are ladies, married or unmarried, or whether they are devotees in other temples, we should honor and worship in our hearts every devotee. We deal with them according to our particular ashram externally. However, we should know how important it is to respect devotees. And amongst yourselves in the ashram, you should develop very intimate friendships based on serving together, chanting, dancing together, and discussing Krishna consciousness together. And also helping each other in whatever way help is required together. And because this ashram always has so many diseases coming, it gives an opportunity for us to extend ourselves when a person is in a helpless condition. And also it gives us the opportunity to receive the kindness of a devotee when we are in a helpless condition. So in this way, it is actually a benediction. That's why we do not want to go anywhere else. Even the mosquitoes are Krishna's representatives. But it is a hard and fast rule that every devotee must sleep under mosquito net every night. Is there anyone who does not use mosquito net? Raise your hand. Huh? You should accept this order as your life and soul. You may not care about your health, but it is through your bodies that I am allowed to do service to Prabhupada. So I care about your health. So you should not be so selfish to think your body is yours to neglect. Your body belongs to Srila Prabhupada, and somehow he has given me the service of your caretaker. So you must utilize it and protect it so that you can best serve. Now, how many of you we'll start using mosquito nets from today on. No? Huh? Some I'm using this as an example. It is not that we're attached to mosquito nets, but we're attached to taking care of devotees. We have to be attached to taking care of each other. It is working. And keep yourselves very simple. Simple in the sense that we really do not require anything but some service. Srila Prabhupada said a Vaishnava is happy with the holy name, with a piece of ground to sleep on, and a little prasad. Actually, what else do we need? If we have nice association, what else do we need? We have good association, and we have the holy name, and we have a little service, and a little prasad. What do we need? Do we need houses? Do we need all sorts of... If it comes by Krishna's grace, facilities, we will use them, but we are not attached. The more simple you become, the more peaceful your life will be, and the more purely your motivation for devotional service will be. Keep yourself very simple. And I don't want to speak much because this morning I already spoke over time. But I do want to say that I'm very, very grateful to you for your wonderful service, your wonderful example. Srila Prabhupada's mercy has really been bestowed upon all of us. And I'm so happy to see you accepting it with such enthusiasm. During the December book marathon, we would like to see all of you really work hard in a very united way to distribute as many as Prabhupada's books as humanly possible with the best possible quality of consciousness. Prabhupada's books are impregnated with the power of Krishna that can change even the most demoniac person's lives. Yesterday, one doctor from Panvel came to me, and he has weekly preaching program at his house. And he told me he heard a lecture when there was a Mahasatsang in Vashi. He said one thing in the lecture impressed him so much. He said everyone who meets and tries to preach them about Krishna consciousness, he introduces the subject with a particular statement that he heard in that lecture. He said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so merciful that he could change the hearts of even wild animals like tigers and elephants and lions and snakes. But today, human society, there are people lower than and more degraded and fallen and even the wildest animals. And Srila Prabhupada and his books have changed the hearts of these animals. And then people are very attentive. Who is this Srila Prabhupada? So it is true. Srila Prabhupada's books has made the most vicious serpents in the body of humans become saintly Vaishnavas. That understanding, we want to be messengers of his compassion by giving these books. But not only should we give the books in as large of quantities and the best of quality as possible. But our own example and our own temple atmosphere has to be the example of what is in the books. People will have faith in Prabhupada's books according to the character they see in the devotees and the atmosphere they see in the temples. And especially the relationships devotees have with each other. It is my very humble request. Make this a wonderful book, Prabhupada. We work together very cooperatively. The more we give Krishna to others, the more Krishna will give us.
Hare Krishna.
Vaidyanath Prabhu, would you please speak something for all of our benefit?
Not an easy job, because after all, who wants to dedicate whole life to something else besides himself? And an expert spiritual master, he can do this. He can create this spirit of self-sacrifice, which is basically the most important thing. And now I see how Radharani Maharaj, by his mercy, expertly do it. And this is the most glorious thing in the world. We have to be eternally grateful to our spiritual master for his ability to instill in our hearts this desire to sacrifice our whole existence and whole life to this spreading of Krishna consciousness movement. There are some foolish people who say that there is no need of spiritual master, of living spiritual master. We can just worship Prabhupada. We can put his picture, and that will be enough. But it's not really so, because we need a spiritual master who will make us, you know, who will instill this desire to sacrifice our love. It's not possible otherwise, because the satisfaction of our spiritual master is the real driving force in our devotional service. We are doing everything because we want to satisfy our spiritual master, and this is our best reward. We have to have someone whom we want to please more than we want to please ourselves. Because after all, to please ourselves is pretty boring thing. So, and I see how Radharani Maharaj is doing it, and really, you know, see how fortunate you are all, and how fortunate a lot of devotees in this Krishna consciousness movement who have such wonderful spiritual masters, who can do this, who can really relieve us from our selfishness, from our, you know, from our stupid attitude in this material world. So just go on following his instructions and following his footsteps, and if you do this, and this straight way, straight, like he said, straight way back to God, it will be always open for you. And hopefully, by your mercy, we can also do something. That's what I can say. Thank you very much. Thank you.
5 days, and then 6 days in Italy, and then 5 days in Moscow, and then 5 days in Germany, and then about 3.5 weeks in America, was in Vrindavan. And if it is Krishna's desire that he somehow sustains this life of mine, I will be returning January 9th to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, London. Please know that wherever I may go, my heart's prayers are always for all of you to receive Krishna's mercy, to always be protected in your devotional service. So with a very thankful heart, I ask your permission and blessings that I begin my journey. And I request you to all pray to Sri Radha Gopinath that they will always allow me to be immersed in trying to be your servant. So please do take my request very seriously. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This society is gone. Is the mission Srila Prabhupada really sacrificed his life to establish? And with whatever difficulties may be there, to try to make it what Prabhupada dedicated his life to, what he wanted it to be, is the greatest service that we could offer to the lotus feet of the Lord. Prabhupada said, "ISKCON is my body." If the body of someone we love is sick, we do not leave it or kill it, but we try to heal it. So whatever difficulties are going on, especially in relationships, to conflict amongst devotees, that is a disease in Prabhupada's body that we must rectify. Prabhupada said, "Maya cannot disturb the progress of this movement by any powers outside of this movement. But by quarrel within, everything can be terribly disturbed." So it is in this light that Srila Prabhupada explained that you can show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another to spread Krishna consciousness. And it is this love that Srila Prabhupada has begged us for. Therefore, Trinarapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya, Sadahari is our only hope. It is really the principle which sustains the existence of the Hare Krishna movement. Because we all have our physical, emotional, and egoistic needs. And therefore, there is reason for conflict between any two individuals, between God brothers, between God sisters, between husband and wife, between disciples of other gurus, there are so many reasons why we can disagree. However, there's one reason why we must agree, which should raise us above all disagreements. And that is that we have come to this movement to receive the mercy of Krishna. And the means of obtaining that mercy is by pleasing Krishna. And Krishna is pleased when we create a society that will attract the world to spiritual life in the spirit of bhakti, pure bhakti. And that society can only be effective to the degree that the devotees are humbly serving one another, respecting one another, through adherence to the principle of this verse, Trinarapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sunishvana, Amanina Madhadena Kirtaniya Sadhavani. If we want to be a humble servant, there will never be a reason for making offenses to others. Offenses are born of the desire to be the enjoyer, to be the proprietor, to be the lord. And whether we are brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, or sannyasis, brahmins, kshatriyas, vaishyas, or shudras, whether we are rich or poor, educated or uneducated, maya will provide every possible reason to be proud and to want to enjoy. And this can only be defeated through a strong desire to serve with humility and selfless sacrifice. Selfless sacrifice in devotional service is the wealth of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And wherever that wealth is, there will be great abundance of unity and joy. Srivas Thakur, when he saw Lord Chaitanya became a Vaishnav after returning from Gaya, he prayed by stating a verse, "May the Vaishnav family expand throughout the world." So this is the desire of Srila Prabhupada's descendants. And here at Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, Prabhupada has given us a very wonderful opportunity to associate with very wonderful devotees. But we should always be struggling to make this society of Vaishnavas more and more wonderful through more sacrifice, more humble service, more devotion. I'm only leaving for 1.5 months, but with Krishna's grace, we may return or we may not return. There is danger at every step in this material world. We should not even take one breath for granted. Every time we meet a devotee, we should not take that devotee for granted. we may lose any Vaishnav at any minute, and we should not regret, why didn't I honor, respect, and take advantage of that devotee's association when they were here. And that means every devotee, we should have this awareness. Not that we should be fearful, but we should be very aware to take the maximum opportunity of associating with every devotee in the most humble and Krishna-conscious way. My humble request to all of you is work very hard for this book marathon. Distribute as many of Srila Prabhupada's books as possible. Work in a spirit of very, very humble cooperation. Keep your sadhana very pure. And through simply performing these simple practices, how Krishna can empower us is beyond our power to understand. If Krishna sees devotees cooperating together in a spirit of sacrifice and purity, he can create the greatest miracles through those devotees, of not only transforming their own hearts, but the hearts of so many. So this is the greatest service we could render. To maintain the purity of our sadhana and to be very humble in our efforts to cooperate with each other, to serve one another, and to push forward the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.